Welcome to the Teacher's Live Podcast, everyone. I got a new audio interface here. My voice sounds real good and real, real deep. This is episode 13. The day before Valentine's Day, and to all the teachers out there, you know what that means. If Valentine's Day falls on a weekend, that means the Friday before you have Valentine's Day parties. I don't know if people do it like the school I'm at. I've only taught at one school, but at my school, the class parties, we got a fall party, pretty much Halloween party, but we don't call that, a holiday party, right? Valentine's Day party. And an end of the year day party. So today was a Valentine's Day party. So, you know, I don't know. Last night I said, you know what? What could I get my wife? I'm not a big gift person. Let's go do something. So yeah, I got some ballet tickets. I don't know if any of y'all been to the ballet. I hadn't. So I got some tickets to Romeo and Juliet with the Phoenix Symphony. And you know what, man? I went in with an open mind. I tried to enjoy it. So we went out. We had a nice dinner, right? And we show up to the place, and you know, there's lights everywhere. It's very real. People are talking. You hear the symphony practicing, and it's just, you know, it's gonna be cool. So the lights dim, the symphony kicks in, and the guys come out, and you know, I could do without the leotards, but you know, it's part of it. So. Yeah, it was cool, you know. I'm trying to keep an open mind, and it was kind of nice not hearing anybody talk. I just been at school all day listening to the little second graders, and all they do is talk. So it was kind of nice to interpret a story through dance. But I had woken up at 4 that morning, and this show didn't even start till 8, and it was 2.5 hours long, so it was like 10:30. So I got all dressed up, looking smooth, and she was beautiful. As always, so I'm sitting there watching, and all of a sudden, thunk, my head falls. You know, like, talking about the brain in second grade, about how, excuse me, parts of the brain stay awake, you know, when you're sleeping, and I'm starting to fall, and my head's going, and then, thunk, I come back up and catch myself, and I kept doing that. I kept nodding off, and there was this one time where my head just goes, thunk. You know, way down forward, and I caught myself. It's like, oh, I'm like trying to focus my eyes. The dancers are becoming one. And I try to look over. I'm like, oh man, I hope she didn't see me. And she's also a teacher, you know, so I know that she's been up a long time. And I'm hoping that, you know, she's not being a soldier and getting through this. And I'm just doing a bad job. So I kind of try to sneak a peek over. I can't see out of my peripheral vision. So I got to turn my head all the way over, and I look. And she's dunk, dunk. You know, just totally trying to keep her head up straight too. So I didn't feel too bad. But the ballet, it was good. You know, would I go again? I'm not sure. But it was a good thing to experience. So I get up this morning. We didn't get home till 11:30. Didn't get to sleep till 12:30. I woke up at 4, just tired. I'm driving to school, and I knew that today was a Valentine's Day party, and. To all you teachers, especially primary grades, the kids are loony. Loony. Loony bins, right? And so I wanted a strategy to kind of keep focus in the morning. We had some writing and some reading, a spelling test to take, and then the afternoon could be fun. But and so I'm trying to think things I could do, and I'm saying, you know what, this is going to be a good day. I'm going to have control of my class until the party, and then they can have fun and get a little crazy. But so I'm walking. I park my car. First person there. It's cold. It's dark. I walk out. It's real quiet, and then I open the door, clink, and I open it up, and kind of smelled funny, but I just kept walking down the hallway. The smell was getting worse, and so I open my door, walk in. I might as well have been in the dirtiest bathroom possible. It smelled like crap. people. And I thought to myself, holy crap, this is horrible. There was sewage. The long story short, the bathrooms in the multipurpose room were clogged up, and it was like coming through the vents into the only people that were having this problem was the second grade. And so I had duty, so I go out, and I'm just thinking to myself, oh boy, this is gonna, I can't wait to see what these kids think when they get in. So we try to set it up. We had a room off into the library that was ready for us, but we had to get in there and throw our bags in there. And we get in there, and it took about 0.73 seconds before the kid, oh, what's that smell? Oh my goodness. Oh. So that pretty much sums up my day. It was just horrible, horrible smell. And we decided to stick it out. It actually started getting better, and it went away within a couple hours. But that's just not the way you want to start a party day, with your room smelling like a hotel bathroom with some guy that's been holding it the whole flight, and multiply that by 200, and that's what my room smelled like. So I suppose that's the story of the day. You know, I really have a good relationship with my second graders, and I don't think anybody did this on purpose. I seriously think that one of my second graders just did this without thinking. That's my assumption. But I just decided to ask the staff to see if they wanted water, right? A water cooler. And I said, you know what? Donate money. I'll go down and I'll hook it up. We got it. We got water. It's just wonderful. And I fill up my water bottle, right? And I have my water bottle there, and I'm sitting there drinking. It's about, you know, 2 hours into the day, and I drink, and I leave my water bottle open. I forget to put the cap back on. 5 minutes before the party, parents come in, it's a little crazy. I'm getting thirsty. I forgot I had my water. I go over to my water. I drink. Oh, it's delicious. And my second swig, something's in my mouth. Something is in my mouth. And I look, and I pull out a fingernail. It was clean, really clean, a little too clean. But there was a fingernail in my water bottle. Do I think one of these second graders did it on purpose? No, I don't. I can't see any of my kids doing that. But that doesn't matter. I don't care. There's a fingernail in my water. So pretty much, my day was filled with sewage water and fingernails. Kimmy has a problem, everyone. Kimmy needs your help. I'm going to post this vote on the teacherslifeblog.blogspot.com, and you'll see a little post there. I'll also put a little, you'll see a little voting thing. I'll also put a little post just in case you want to write him a little detailed response. But this is something he called in to the hotline, by the way. The hotline number is on the blog page. You got a problem, you got thoughts, anything. You call in, I don't care what it is, I'll play it. And this is what he had to say.
Bobby, I'm the Teacher's Life Nation. This is Mr. Kimmy in Salina, Kansas. Driving home, 7:30 p.m. here in Salina, Kansas. And I just finished up parent-teacher conferences. 2 days of a whirlwind of fun, if you know what I'm saying. And you do, because probably everyone listening is teachers, are teachers. I messed up there a little bit. I apologize. Anyways, let me switch. I need to get serious here because I have a question and I want to know how other people would handle it. So Bobby's going to throw this up on a blog post and let those comments come in, or maybe I'll make a little voter thing or whatever. But I had a parent who was not happy with their daughter's grade. Really bright student. Very, very smart, but her grade wasn't what the parent expected. And so the parents said that they were going to ground her, take away her computer, and take away other stuff. I can't really remember. And then the parent went into a just a whole bunch of questions that she was asking me. And it finally came down to that she wanted me to give her child, she wanted me to place her child within the class. Like, is she the best student? Is she the second best, third best? Is she the worst? Is she, you know, she wanted me to place the student. And I felt as though I had to say something because this girl's, I mean, she's a great student. She just had a couple bad scores, and it's parent-teacher conference time. It's not report card time, so her grade wasn't where, you know, it probably will end up being. And so I felt like I needed to advocate for the student here against the parent. Maybe that's wrong. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I gave the mom a ranking. I told her where I thought that her student would be. And I got home and I was thinking about this, and you know, I just posed that kind of question to my wife. Do you think I should have said that? And that's probably a breach of confidentiality. Although I use no names, I didn't. I just talked about the situation, much like I'm doing right now. So hopefully this isn't a breach of confidentiality. But I did give a number, and my wife, she disagreed. She said that I shouldn't have done that. She said that she thinks it might make it worse. And so, I don't know. I guess I'm just asking, do you have situations like that? And if you have situations like that, how do you handle them? I need your help. Help wanted. Teachers Life Nation. Help.
Go to the teacherslifeblog.blogspot.com and help our friend Kimmy out here. I have my opinion on this. I will refrain from talking about my opinion. I'm going to actually go to the blog site and vote or post a comment on my own post. But hopefully you will do the same. I know Kimmy checks out the blog site once in a while, and it obviously is something that is bothering him. Help wanted. Teachers Life Nation, come through in the clutch for Kimmy. In addition to helping Kimmy out on the blog site there, you can vote for him or you can post a comment. I also want your help for myself. I have a question that's bothering me, and this has to do my kids. I shipped them off to PE. I went to go check my mailbox, went to the bathroom, came back. I was walking down the hallway, and I saw this third grader. He was outside the bathroom. He had a bathroom pass. He obviously was coming from, and I know this kid. I remember him from second grade, and I was way down the hallway, so I couldn't talk to him yet. But as I was coming closer, I was getting excited to talk to him because I hadn't seen him in a while. And he was looking at a display on the wall. The fourth graders had this display about the state of Arizona and the different counties in Arizona. And he obviously was taking time out from class, and he was either going to the bathroom or coming from the bathroom, going back to class. And when I was, you know, 20 feet away from him, before I got to him, another teacher got to him prior to that. And I heard the teacher say, "You need to get right back to class. What are you doing out here?" And so the kid immediately shipped off and went back to class. And the thing I'm thinking is, why do we even bother putting stuff on the walls if we don't want kids reading it? What in the world's the point? Yeah, it looks nice, but don't we want the kids to stop and look at it? We can't stop the line as we're walking. Well, I guess we could. We could stop the line when we're walking to music or something, leave 2 minutes early and stop the class and have them read what's out in the hallways. Too often, we're just walking our class, and they don't ever get to stop. If they actually do stop, we often say, "Keep up with the class." I guess that's the challenge. It's usually the Kimmy challenge. This is the Bobby challenge. Let your class read the stuff out in the hallways. Leave 2 minutes early. Or if they find it interesting, they strike up a conversation. I know we all try to keep our class under control in the hallway, and it's kind of a reflection off you or whatever, but at least the people that are coming back from the bathroom, give them 30 seconds to check out what's up on the wall and read. They may actually learn something. That's a crazy, crazy thought. Don't tell them to get right back to class. Kid's sitting out there all day. He's been out there for 15 minutes. Yeah, maybe nudge him back to class. So I would like you to go to the comment box on episode 13 and post your reflections, your opinions on this topic. along with helping Kimmy out. I would love to see and hear and read your thoughts on, do you make kids go right back to class? Can't they just chill out there for a second and read what we actually put up for the school to read? Again, if you want to comment on any of the things that have been covered in this episode, theteacherslifeblog.blogspot.com. Check out the podcast page at theteacherslife.podomatic.com. There's a phone number on the blog site. Hit that up. Join the Nation Ning on the blog site. You can see that. YouTube channel. Check out the YouTube. YouTube.com/users/teacherslife. I don't know. Just search Teacher's Life. I still want videos. Kind of slowed down. My kids are asking, what's up? We put this little thing together. Nobody's coming through. That's all we have for episode 13. I'm actually going to a cabin this weekend for the three-day weekend, and I'm excited. Me and the wife and nobody else. It'll be wonderful. No school, no podcast, no nothing. It's going to be great. I don't even know if I'm going to bring anything. I'm just going to sit there, play in the snow, and come back nice and refreshed for next Tuesday. For now, this is Bobby with the Teacher's Life Nation on his new audio interface, wishing you a happy Valentine's Day. Take it easy.